This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve today will reveal more of its thinking on interest rates with the release of notes of its last policy meeting. This is a big deal for market participants, says Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Think about what had just happened right before the Fed's last meeting on interest rates. Regulators had closed Silicon Valley Bank after a run, and the Swiss government had hastily arranged the sale of Credit Suisse to reassure skittish investors.
This meeting took place in the middle of a crisis.
Ethan Harris is head of global economic research at Bank of America.
And so the Fed themselves is probably quite confused about what kind of situation they're facing.
The minutes of last month's meeting will give us a glimpse of how Fed officials respond to an ongoing crisis. I say glimpse because Fed minutes aren't transcripts of the meetings. They're more like cliff notes. They don't tell us who said what. It's all anonymous. That leaves Tiffany Wilding, an economist at investment managers PIMCO, scrounging around for clues.
Usually we get words like a number of people, some officials said this, a few members pointed out that.
Wilding wants to know if Fed officials think the banking crisis will do some of their work for them, as bankers make it harder to get loans. If businesses and consumers can't borrow and spend, that would tamp down inflation, just like a rate hike. So Wilding will be looking to see
how many people, you know, maybe thought that a couple of more rate hikes were appropriate versus no rate hikes.
Other economists, like Lauren Goodwin at New York Life Investments, are less interested in who agrees on where interest rates should go. She's looking for signs of disagreement over interest rate policy.
Fed meeting minutes tend to be an early indicator of where debates are emerging that might suggest that the path of policy ahead is a bit less certain.
Goodwin says that could mean fewer rate hikes or even a pause at the Fed's meeting next month. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.